Hey, thanks for listening to The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Jeff and Simon finally reached Mount Darkleaf and had a long-awaited meeting with Ferator the Tinkerer. Their meeting, however, was rudely interrupted by a trio of smoke-oozing cockroaches, no doubt sent by Wither, the ghostly wolf that is slowly corrupting the entire realm.
Okay, that's the end of the fight. Do you... Does anyone have anything witty or interesting to say? Oliver's laughing his head off. I don't know what's going on.
It's good.
Simon was particularly useless in that fight, and he's just going to say, my wings were sticky, and I think, which really didn't help.
Jeff jumps his way over to Ferator. Just listen here, Sonny Jim, you better start talking now.
What do you want me to talk about? I don't know. What are you doing? What are these things doing? Why are these things coming here? You know, I've been here for a couple of days now, and I tried starting a farm 4 times, but I just realized I don't actually know how to grow anything. Who are you? Oh, that's right, you're the mouse guy from before. What am I supposed to be talking about? Hi. He's got a picture frame on his butt.
Jeff Ray is going to grab the orb out of, Simon's... Is it a bag?
Yeah, it's
Would
in a saddlebag.
I'm flying.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought you'd come back down.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask for it, he'll land and give it to you.
Ask. That's how you do it. You ask for things if you want them. That's what that was a social interaction I was looking for. Jeff asks Simon politely for the orb.
Yeah,
it's
like a seed thing. I always kind of imagined it looking more like a rugby ball in my head for some reason.
Yep. That is fair. All right.
Yeah. So
I was picturing Gameboy, but that's just me.
Yeah, he lands and he sort of like pulls the satchel open with his, you know, with his beak, so it's open, so you can get it out.
Jeffrey grabs it and takes it up to Ferator and just shoves it under his nose.
My name is Cash. The creator wants to meet you.
Hello again.
My name is Cash.
Ferator's going to pat Cash on the head.
his LED eyes give like a surprisingly expressive sort of like smile shape.
Jeff Ray shouts back at Simon. See that? They know each other.
Well, he's never done that to me before.
Bloody hell he hasn't. Absolutely.
Ferator's going to pop up and go, have you been feeding
What's
him?
Up?
I didn't know this thing needed food.
Well, neither did I, but I just wanted to check. Maybe it did want to take food. You never know. Things change. Oh. Cockroaches don't normally look like that.
Yes, but that is the Wither.
The Wither?
No, the Wither. It's more of an eye.
Ah, I see.
Do you? Because, I mean, those eyes are rather large, but I don't feel like you're seeing a lot.
I see quite a lot. It's the focusing is the difficult part.
Aha, yes, yes. Well, apparently, the Wither is on its way, and soldiers of Kashtar will die, according to, I think they were... She's shaking her head. Weasels? Were they weasels that attacked us and said that? I can't remember now.
It was foxes.
Foxes! Do you know anything about that?
Make a diamond flip, Ferator.
14.
Okay. Yeah, you hear Kashtar's voice in your mind remind you that, yes, it has told you already about this demon called Wither, and that it is the smoky wolf that you saw a few nights ago. And then it says to you, the peak. Take them to the peak.
Ferator is going to look at Simon and stare at his beak for a moment and go, oh, peak! Gotcha! Right, I understand.
Take them to the beach.
To the peak.
Take them to the beak, yeah.
Ferator looks around and goes, How do you feel about climbing?
Oh no, I don't climb, I fly.
Ah.
Do we need to fly somewhere?
Up.
Up?
Yes. Ferritor will turn in whatever direction he needs to turn and point at the peak of Mount Darkleaf.
Oh. Yeah, the peak. You can't see the peak. It is shrouded with cloud.
Somewhere up there.
I assume it looks all dark and foreboding.
No, you just see clouds.
All right. Okay.
Mount, just rocks going normal up until. Clouds. Yeah, it's we just rocks going up until you can't see it anymore.
Look, Mount Doom. Quite a nice set of foothills. Can be quite pretty.
Yeah, we don't get a dun 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 moment.
It's not lightning. It's just. It's just a nice mountain, man.
Yeah,
it's just
looks great.
What do you want?
All right, let's go.
I
mean,
it's really... I love
not bothered.
It. I'm into
not
it.
Not even bothered.
Am I bothered?
Am I bothered? I ain't bothered.
No, I like really love the idea of like a hellbound demonic place just being quite nice. You know, it's like
perfect,
it's like
holiday home.
It's a steady 23. You know, 23 degrees the whole way through. Like, wow, it's actually really nice here. I mean, funny about the orcs, obviously, but honestly, this is lovely.
Mount Doom, lovely this time of year.
Mount Doom, honestly, I went there with Aragorn's first invasion. Lovely, lovely.
It's a bit rocky.
But honestly, very mild.
Yeah, it's all that lava in the mountain keeps it nice and warm. You know?
Oh yeah! Don't go swimming.
Don't go swimming.
Don't go swimming.
Do not.
You don't go for the locals. You go for the view.
All right. Anyway, let's get this thing back on track.
And that's colonialism.
Simon would be like, "All right, well, hop on, Jeff."
Ferritor is going to rush over to his hut.
Oh, thank God! I was going to say, like, where's.
Yeah, I was going to sort that out, but the saddle's made for Jeff, clearly. Like I ended up with it just on my back, but it's perfectly mouse-sized, so...
And I've refused to use it yet.
I know.
Ferritor is going to rush over to a hut, grab his makeshift door raft, and pull it out and start sticking tree sap in a portion of it and go, "Here, glue your feet here and I can ride in this!"
Was just going to carry you, but sure. Okay.
A gondola for the gentleman.
Not keen on gluing my feet. Do you mind if I just hold it?
Can I assume that Ferritor has some kind of rope around his hut somewhere?
Make a diamond flip just to tell me if in this time you've been here, you have used your intellect to fashion a rope of something.
Only seen... sap and sticks, so however you make rope out of that.
You don't know, there might be like toy flax around.
Well, it's a 10 diamonds, but it was a club.
Okay, 10, so 10 score total.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you found some toy flax around. It's
a pretty rough rope.
It's scratchy.
It's like cutting grass rope.
It's scratchy. It's not pleasant at all.
Saw blades.
But it is rope. It's not great rope, but it's rope.
That hurts just thinking about.
I know. And Simon's like, you're doing what with that?
Do you want this gorse toothbrush?
Well, you hold on to this and you carry the boat with me in it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We can use the sap to make it not as pointy.
Is Ferritor wearing his coat?
Not yet. I didn't say I'd picked it up yet, so
yeah,
probably should grab it.
Yeah. And is Simon hopping on, Jeff hopping on board? Simon doesn't hop on top of himself, that would be weird. Is Jeff hopping on board?
Well, there's a perfectly good gondola just underneath.
Yeah, there isn't yet.
But yes, he does.
Okay, Simon, so, Jeff gets in the saddle.
Yeah, so Jeff is in the saddle and Ferritor's mucking around with this, like, gondola thing, and he's remembered his jacket and he goes over to get his jacket and then he comes back and he's, like, still mucking around with this gondola thing and he's holding out the rope to Simon. And Simon just grabs him by the shoulders of the jacket and just lifts off.
So you just leave the gondola behind?
Yeah.
I'm still holding the gondola rope.
So you got a mouse riding a pigeon carrying a jacketed praying mantis, and the praying mantis carrying a gondola, an empty gondola.
Yep.
With the question of cash, Ferritor was last holding Cash the seed.
It's in the gondola now.
So Cash is riding in luxury. This is gold. This is gold.
I'll point out that I don't have to like worry about my like mandibles like losing grip because they would have been glued to the rope because of the sap now.
Okay.
She's putting a lot of weight in the spinal column, eh? But you don't have one. You're an arthropod, bro. You got to watch out. Your head comes off.
That's why I grabbed the jacket.
Oh, yo.
Simon, make a club flip to see if you can fly with all of this weight.
I'd just like to point out that this is...
End of episode.
This is 3 axes I've drawn right now. 3 That's of them. 10, your system sucks. all my shuffling does. Let's not blame
if it helps, my raft is basically a leaf.
So let's go with some flying, obviously. It's a club though, right?
Yep.
So okay, so clubs is 5, so that's a 6. Flying is an 8. And if we go with my aerobatics as well, then that's a 9. Not amazing, but it's a 9.
Okay. Okay. That's enough to very clumsily and with great difficulty ascend. You slowly fly upward. This dangling weight underneath your talons keeps throwing you off balance, so you can't exactly pull any sick maneuvers, but you do manage to gradually get the job done and climb and climb and climb until you enter the clouds. And you're in cloud for a few minutes of ascension, and then you suddenly breach the top, and it's like you are looking out over an ocean of cloud, and there's just this tiny rocky island suggesting that you're at the very tip top of this mountain.
Is it still blue above me?
Yes, it's bright blue sky above you.
And I go, see? Look! Blue still!
Nope, that's the sky. The sea's lower.
I mean, that's just a fact.
He sort of shakes his head like, putting in a lot of effort here, but no appreciation. Just flap, flap, flap.
Jeffrey is reclined in the saddle. He's gone, like, he's lying on his back side saddle. He's just draped himself crosswise over Simon and is just having a little bit of a kip with his hat over his face. Can I get a +4/+5 swashbuckling on that, please?
To lounge.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll flip for it.
Tell us how well you're lounging.
Well, what is lounging? What kind of flip is that?
Well, if you're trying to lounge,
right?
Well, there's definitely a lot of character. I think it's a heart flip.
If you're trying to show
I'm not trying to look. I'm just suave.
And charismatic that's nice. You look.
It's not about looking a certain way. So it's not performative.
Then I don't know why you're flipping.
Because I want to.
Okay. Just add 4 to something.
Nice, thank you. No, it's a 14. How suave am I?
Pretty suave. You are lounged in a pretty dope looking position. Anyone who did happen to look at you would be like, that is a dope mouse.
Considering that Simon's like, like jerking all over the place because the buddy gondola keeps putting him off. That's an impressive feat, actually.
I'm happy with it.
And Simon is actually flapping his way towards the little rocky island in the middle of Cloud Sea.
Okay. You managed to land. It's the size of all of you plus like a decent perimeter around you.
Hmm.
So you're not all standing on the head of a pin or anything like that.
But like, are we saying like a football/rugby field size area, or like
to you,
comparison to us?
Yeah, to you, yes. So
to us, yes.
Yeah, so real world, okay. like a kitchen bench sort of area.
All right, okay, cool.
Or a table, a dining room table. There we go.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Simon sort of stands there panting for a bit because that was obviously quite hard work before he's like, all right, we're here. What now?
The creator wants to meet you.
Yes, yes. Little seed. And
Ferret will walk over and pick up the seed and go, look, we're almost there.
Okay, make a diamond flip, Ferretal.
A 7 of diamonds.
Okay, so you hear Kashtar's voice in your head, but once again, it's really jumbled. But you hear open seed command. It's sort of broken, like the signal's cutting in and out.
Come on!
Ferator is going to walk the seed in between the group and put it down in the middle of the group. And then step back a little bit like he's expecting you guys to have heard the same message and just sort of looks at you guys expectingly.
And Simon's just looking right back at him, which is quite disconcerting because he has to turn his head to look at you with both of his eyes. So he's just going... It's just like... staring at you with one eye and in the other eye. It's like waiting for you to do something.
Can you guys touch things that kill things?
What?
I touched the sword.
That's true.
And this face. Killer of hearts.
Simon actually puts a wing over his whole face. Is basically like giving himself a forehead slap.
Ferator is going to walk up to the seed and sort of, I'm assuming there's a panel that he knows about on the seed?
There isn't, but there is, I've written here in brackets, Ferator says the command phrase, it can be whatever he wants it to be.
Ah.
Whatever Sam the player wants the command phrase to be.
Well, say something.
Ferator stands still for a moment and then looks at you guys and goes, Balderdash!
Okay. A bright green seam appears around Cash, separating his form into two halves, which fall just clanging to the rock at the top of the mountain. So he just opens up into two halves. And hovering in the air above these two metallic pieces is a tiny speck of beautiful radiant green light. It hovers there for just a few seconds, and then there is a huge deafening boom of thunder, and then flickering in and out of being is this sort of holographic shape of a woman. It's really hazy and weak, but the woman appears to be bathed in like a green light and with flowering vines draped all over her body, and she looks down at all of you. And in and out of, and sort of like cutting in and out of being able to be heard, she says,
hello, my sweetlings. It's lovely to meet you at last.
Jeffrey is very inquisitive, hand on his, on the hilt of his sword, untrusting. Says, what ho, lady, what ho?
you always amuse me, Jeff.
Always. Sorry, have we met?
Ferator turns around and goes, of course! She's been talking to us the whole time!
Oh.
Yes, Ferator. I think you'll find it's only your mind that with which I can speak.
Oh! That makes so much more sense.
Simon, meanwhile, has actually put his beak right by this hologram and is basically, like, from behind trying to see if he can put his beak through it.
You can. And it sort of, it looks down at you and just says, please don't do that, Simon.
Oh, sorry. Just wanted to see if this was real. I mean, how did we even get here? Do you know?
Yes, I brought you here. My power has been severely weakened, but this speck contained within the receptacle that you know as Cash somehow made it its way to this realm. And in the process, I was able to use one of my last reserves of power to bring you here as well. You are the only creatures in this entire realm that can safely touch the speck and use it to defeat the evil that is taking over, well, everything.
But that doesn't make any sense. We're no one. We were just a pigeon and a mouse delivering a message for a gnome in a mountain, and then we were suddenly here with gold breastplates and gold shields. We aren't anybody.
Well, I mean, obviously, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Simon. Speak for yourself. Obviously, some of us know why we're here.
What's a gnome?
Well, shush, shush now. She's talking to the heroes. How are you? Yes, very good.
Well, whoever or whatever you were in your homeworld, you are heroes in this one.
Well, I mean, obviously. Obviously, wherever we go, particularly me.
And you, Farator, without your special mind, I would not have been able to communicate with the world and allow you to guide these heroes to this place, this peak, the only place in the realm where, with my current levels of power, I can still reach.
Oh, you're very welcome, pretty looking lady, who sounded nice in the head.
She gives like a little, like, shy chuckle at that.
So, okay. And Simon's trying to, like, gather himself because he's just a little bit disconcerted. It's been a big, big time for him. So you're the creator? You wanted to meet us. So why?
As I said, you are the only ones in this realm who can use the speck. And she gestures to the glowing thing of light that came out of Cash.
To do what?
Ferator has also walked slightly further away from that now.
Mm. Yeah.
Is this to beat this wolf, to fight the darkness?
Yes. Wither has seeped into this realm slowly over the past few centuries. It has been corrupting its way into the hearts of all the creatures that live here. And for a long time, even I thought all hope was lost. But once the speck made its way here, I saw there was one last tiny, tiny hope in the form of it and you. The speck is a piece of a relic from your world called a godheart. It was fractured some time ago, and it contains the power of life and creation itself. It can be used to undo the damage that has been done.
So what? You can take the speck and we throw it in the dark chasm?
If only it were that simple. That would solve some problems, sure, but they won't defeat Wither.
Then we must fight Wither with it?
Yes, you must.
How?
Can Ferator take Jeffrey's hand and start trying to pull it towards the speck to try and make him touch the speck?
That's between you guys.
Jeffrey's going to resist a bit. Mostly because he's being touched by a stranger out of nowhere.
A sticky one.
What are you doing? Stop touching me, sticky insect.
Sticky insect. I think that's a different type, isn't it?
Stop. We may look similar, but no, I'm a different kind of one. I can't.
Jeffrey is going to go with it.
Okay, you let Ferator drag you over to the speck?
Yes, and touch it.
Okay, yeah. You touch the speck, and it just feels like it fits in the palm of your hand, and it's just this warm, feeling, like you're holding a hot potato out the oven.
Jeffrey goes, ha, and throws it to Simon.
Simon is super panicked. Like, he doesn't know if he wants to touch it, so he's like, no, we're actually playing hot potato.
Yeah. It doesn't harm you in any way. It feels pleasantly warm, not hot.
Sure, he goes touches to throw it to Ferator, and then he halfway remembers, and he panickedly, sort of grabs it back and is sort of, holding
if
it.
If you throw it at Ferator, he's going to pick up Cash and sort of hold it in his way to try and catch the speck again if it comes at him.
That's awesome. I like that.
Please make sure no innocent creatures are touched by the speck. It contains the energy of creation and life itself. Any from this realm would be eviscerated instantly and would become one with the realm.
Jeffrey has a little moment where he thinks about that and how it could be to his benefit, but then decides against it.
I had a feeling you would have that thought, and I was like, this is going to be tasty if he takes it and uses it for for evil.
What if I was evil?
Kashtar says the speck itself will be enough to harm Wither, but you will need your strength to defeat it. And the speck's strength is at its peak, deep beneath the roots of the life tree in the east. Ferritor, you've possibly heard of the life tree in the middle of Spriteville to the east.
Can I start drawing a map out of the dirt in the ground to sort of point them out where that could be from where we are?
Yeah.
Not to scale, of course.
I love it. If the clouds cleared, you could probably even see it from this peak. You know what? I'll get all of you, flip a card, and I will add the total. And if the total score is 20 or higher, the clouds clear enough that you can see this life tree to the distant east. That's a 3, a 4, 7. What? Okay.
And we can't
see it. I got a 9.
Okay. The clouds do not clear. You do not see this. Wow.
Real great.
Yep.
But yeah, Kashtar sort of gestures, points with her hand in an eastward direction and when she says the life tree. Wither knows you're here, and based on its servants that you just encountered lower on the mountain, I would say it knows exactly your whereabouts. I'd say if you find a place to just sit and wait, it will come to you, and you can fight it. But your best chances are beneath the life tree, inside the roots. Whether you fight it here on this mountaintop, or in the city of Bilg, or in the desert of Seeds, or anywhere in this realm, you will fight it. It will find you, and it will want to stop you from stopping it.
So what you're saying is we have no choice.
That is correct. Wither will find you, and it will do everything in its power to stop you.
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. Head to escapeboxgames.com to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go Network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about these great family-friendly shows. In fact, here's a promo for one of them now.
Hey there, new friends. This is Ellen Weatherford. Do you like animals? Do you enjoy arbitrarily rating things out of 10? Can you tolerate puns? If so, join me and my husband Christian over at Just the Zoo of Us for a weekly review of your favorite animal species. Just the Zoo of Us is available on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcast apps. You can find us at anchor.fm/justthezooofus. See you soon.